One day, Garuda, the eternal carrier of Vishnu, went to the island of Nagalaya to kill many serpents at his will, for he was accustomed to eating snakes. Sometimes, however, he would kill more snakes than he needed to eat. So Vasuki, the leader of the reptiles, appealed to Lord Brahma for protection.
Oh, my dear Lord Brahma, please accept my obeisances. My lord, we reptiles are being harassed by the great bird Garuda, who comes and kills many snakes. We know he must eat some, for that is his sustenance, but he kills more than he can eat, and therefore we are feeling much aggrieved and are appealing to you to protect us.
My dear Vasuki, I understand your dilemma. I have a plan that will stop Garuda from unnecessarily creating a disturbance. On each half-moon day, the reptile community should offer one serpent underneath a tree as a sacrifice to Garuda. I'm sure Garuda will be satisfied with this offering and not disturb the other serpents.
Oh, thank you, my lord.
So, every half-moon day, Garuda came and accepted the offering given by the reptiles, and he left the others alone. Gradually, however, one of the chief serpents, by the name of Kalia, became envious of Garuda. Kalia was puffed up because of his accumulated poison and material power.
Why has this bird been given this sacrifice? I will take it instead and let this Garuda find his own food.
But when Garuda discovered that Kalia had been taking the offering meant for him, he became very angry and came to kill the offensive serpent.
Oh, you sneaky snake! You think you are supreme? I will teach you a lesson!
Oh, no, you big bird. You cannot escape my many hoods and poisonous sharp teeth.
Take that!
Thank you.
Kalia thought himself very powerful. But when he was struck by the effulgent golden wings of Garuda, he felt great pain. Therefore, he immediately fled to the lake known as Kaliadaha, near the Jamuna River. Garuda could not approach this lake because he had been cursed by Subari Muni, who used to meditate there. Subari Muni had cursed Garuda to be killed because he felt sorry for the fish taken away by Garuda. Garuda is of the stature of the Supreme Lord, and therefore was not bound by any curse, but he did not try to retaliate. The Muni, however, because of committing an offense to a Vaishnava, fell down from his yogic position and became a sense enjoyer in the material world. Still, Kalia, knowing of this curse, tried to take shelter in the Kaliadaha Lake near the Jamuna River.
Away. That Garuda won't come here because of the curse of Subari Muni. I think I'll simply swim around and rest my hoods from that horrible fight.
Friends, became very thirsty while herding their calves, so they went to the bank of the Jamuna to take a drink.
Oh, please come now, boys, and refresh yourselves in the clear Jamuna.
However, because of the venomous Kaliya's presence, the river had become poisoned and the boys and cows became visibly affected after drinking.
Oh, I feel very sick. My head is reeling. Oh!
Me too. What is this horrible feeling? Oh!
What? My friends are dying from drinking the water. I shall not let this happen. I will glance over them and bring them back to life.
Oh, Krishna, what has happened? You have saved us. Just see, something has happened to the Yamuna. The birds that fly over are falling dead. The trees and the grass near the bank have all dried up.
Do not be afraid, my friends. It is due to the presence of a very poisonous snake named Kaliya, and I will chastise him severely for polluting our beloved Jamuna.
Then Krishna climbed up in a big kadamba tree on the bank of the Jamuna, tightened his belt, and flapping his arms just like a wrestler, jumped in the midst of the poisonous lake. Krishna made the waters overflood the banks, for he is the reservoir of all strength.
I will swim around and make a tumultuous sound. Then that Kaliya will know that I am here. What? Shh! Who has come to attack my home? Oh, you! You are so beautiful and delicate, but still, you have angered me.
Oh, no! Krishna's caught by Kaliya's serpent. What can we do? I cannot move.
The cowherd boys and calves were so much stunned out of fear for Krishna, they could only cry in agony and stand erect on the bank. They had dedicated everything to Krishna, and when they saw the incredible way Krishna was enveloped in the coils of the serpent, they became overwhelmed with fear. While all this was happening, ill omens became manifest. The earth trembled, meteors fell from the sky, the bodies of men shivered. Maharaj Nanda and the cowherd men became anxious out of fear and, along with Yasoda, went to search for Krishna, their life and soul. Let me enter the water and save him.
Oh, my dear Krishna! Oh!
Balaram, however, checked them. Because he is the master of all knowledge, he stood there simply smiling.
I know there is no danger. My younger brother Krishna is supremely powerful, and this Kaliya is just an ordinary serpent in the material world. Therefore, I am not concerned.
All the inhabitants, however, were absorbed in grief for Krishna. For 2 hours, Krishna stayed gripped in the coils of Kaliya. But when he saw that all the inhabitants of Vrindavan were on the verge of death, he immediately freed himself by expanding his body.
There! You cannot hold me! You cannot get away! I will exhale powerful fumes and fire! Let's see you escape my sharpened teeth!
As Krishna and Kaliya moved in a circle, the serpent gradually became fatigued and his strength seemed to diminish considerably. Then Krishna, who is the original artist of all fine arts such as dancing, jumped up and began to dance upon the hoods of the serpent. Upon seeing this, the denizens of heaven showered flowers and beat drums.
The master of everything.
My dear Lord, we are the wives of Kaliya. We offer our respectful obeisances to you. Oh, dear Lord, you are equal to everyone. For you, there is no distinction between your sons, friends, or enemies. Therefore, we think this apparent punishment to Kaliya is actually a benediction. We consider this punishment to be your great mercy, for one who is punished by you has the reactions of his sinful activities erased.
Dear Lord, you know for us women our lives and everything are our husbands. Therefore we are praying unto you to kindly excuse Kaliya, our husband. For if he dies, we will be in great difficulty. Please excuse this great offender.
Yes, I will release him. My dear Lord, I am angry and envious by nature, and you know it is very difficult to give up one's natural instinct. Only by your mercy can I give it up. Kindly excuse me for my material tendencies. Now you can punish me or save me, as you so desire. You must immediately leave this place and go to the ocean. Leave without delay, taking all of your offspring, wives, and everything you possess. Don't pollute the waters of the Jamuna. Let it be drunk by my cows and cowherd boys without hindrance. This order to Kaliya should be recited and heard by everyone so that no one need fear Kaliya any longer. Now, Kaliya, you came here out of fear of Garuda. But after seeing the marks where I have touched your head with my lotus feet, Garuda will not disturb you.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, my dear Krishna, now I have regained my life.
Oh, my son, now you are safe.
I knew you would be all right, Krishna.
Now give the Brahman as many cows in charity, distribute sumptuous prasadam, and chant the Vedic hymns for protection. Yashoda simply embraced Krishna and made him sit on her lap while she shed tears continually. Well, men, it seems to be getting dark. Everyone, including the cows and calves, are very tired. Let us all lay down here on the bank of the Jamuna and take rest.
Good idea, Nanda. Come, boys, you lay down over here.
While all the inhabitants of Vrindavan were taking rest, there was suddenly a great forest fire, and it quickly appeared that the fire would soon devour them all.
Our dear Krishna!
Oh, Supreme Personality of Godhead!
Dear Balaram! the reservoir of all strength.
Please try to save us from this all-devouring and devastating forest fire.
We have no other shelter than you.
This forest fire will swallow us all. Oh, Krishna, help us.
Help, help, Krishna.
Lord Krishna, being compassionate on his own townspeople, immediately swallowed up the whole forest fire and saved them. This was not impossible for Krishna, because he is unlimited. He has unlimited power to do anything he desires.
Krishna's the supreme personality of Godhead. Wherever he appears, he dissipates all fears. His holy name alone can liberate us from death. If we accept his grace,
we'll go to his own place.
Krishna's the supreme personality of Godhead. Wherever he appears, he dissipates all fears. His holy name alone can liberate us from death.
If we accept his grace,
we'll go to his own place. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.